Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's continue here taking your phone calls. We've got incredibly special guests joining us in studio. We're going to go deep into the globalist rabbit hole with the facts. Ryan, Chris, and others, we're going to you. We've got Ryan in Alaska watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. Then we'll go to Chris in Florida listening on 1340. Go ahead, Ryan. You're on the air.
Hey, are we still specifically on 2012?
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, when the whole Harold Camping Raptor thing or whatever it was happened, there were cases of suicide and murder, and there is at least one woman who stabbed her daughter and then tried to kill herself or something like that. And 2012 has gotten a lot more coverage than that ever did, and I don't think there's any way we're not going to see civil unrest and some sort of mass suicide or something crazy.
Yeah,
like
we'll
that.
Probably see some hail bop loons, people with their little Nike tennis shoes or whatever. Unfortunately, I think you will see some of that, but I agree with you. I'm saying the whole thing's a hoax that the world's going to end.
Do you mind if I give you a suggestion real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Holiday season, and I know you like doing your funny spoof ads and all that kind of stuff. I think you and Mike Adams should get together and do a cover of Here Comes Santa Claus, but it's Here Comes Carbon Tax.
Here comes carbon tax, riding down your lane, shutting down farmers, shutting down houses and factories too. He'll destroy America and make you slaves. It's going to be fun time too. Something like that.
Perfect. Yeah, the only second line I've been able to come up with so far is Al Gore's going to make gains. But Mike Adams is a pretty creative guy. I think he could do something good with it.
I tell you what, yeah, Mike's a talented individual. I count myself honored to know him. Why don't we have everybody email showtips@infowars.com the lines to Here Comes Carbon Tax, and I will, with the InfoWars caroling team, this probably sounds like a group of howling dogs, at least I know I will, we will sing it to the music of Here Comes Santa Claus. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Forced inoculations.
And do you mind if I tell you one more thing?
Yes, go ahead.
The new Red Dawn movie, it's not as bad as the trailer and all the previews and all that kind of stuff make it look. And they use a stadium as a prison camp and a re-education camp. And I think it's a pretty good movie.
Well, you got to be accurate. I mean, that's what sports stadiums are for. That's why they get taxpayer funded. Why you just look at me in Spalding as a regular pal? I'm sorry. A little Caddyshack line fell in there. I apologize. Since you got on the subject of humor. Great points, brother. Good to hear from you. Thanks for holding and putting up with me. All right. We got a WTAN 1340 listener. What is that in Tampa? Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Well, I wanted to encourage everyone to check out The Holy Science, the book by Swami Sri Yukteswar on the ages or 12,000-year cycles called yugas. And they're called not yogas, but yugas. And he compares a lot of the unfoldment of history to and human understanding to these yugas and how they're thousand-year-old science. So check out The Holy Science by Swami Sri Yukteswar. And, those who really are so living in fear, I would just encourage to look at your dreams and your intuition, compare them with your friends. Maybe that would help you interpret what's happening and get a bigger picture by seeing, what's happening with the people you associate with and their dreams. And don't be afraid to talk about what your intuition tells you.
Talking about your dreams, that sounds un-American.
Well, it's maybe a more Eastern idea.
No, I was being sarcastic.
Absolutely. If I could mention very briefly here, so it's so important, tomorrow people show up at the Pinellas County Commission at 2 p.m. for the water fluoridation vote that's being held again. And if someone doesn't want to speak, they can delegate their time to somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. You guys kicked the fluoride out to a million people in the town, in the county roughly, and now they're trying to bring it back.
Yeah, they are, and we just need an overwhelming majority this time. We're getting close, but we need to have more professionals if possible. And
more doctors and scientists. What time tomorrow?
That's 2 p.m., 315 Court Street, 5th floor assembly room in Clearwater.
Absolutely. The front line of fighting the globalists is getting the fluoride out of the water. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, and we're going to go into the fourth hour of Overdrive today so we can open the phones up later with our guest here. In one case, the gentleman's traveled all the way here from the Netherlands to be in studio with us, and the other fellow from New York City. I've gotten over the years to get to know Catherine Albrecht, being on Jesse Ventura's show with her and, you know, interviewing her, I don't know, going back 13, 14 years ago when she was first starting to fight for consumer privacy. And since then, she's become one of the leading experts on it, writing best-selling books. And says she's now gotten a doctorate at Harvard, helping expose what's happening. But startpage.com, and yes, I use StartPage. Because it does allow you to surf without the NSA that runs Google tracking everything that you're doing. And this is not an infomercial today. I mean, they do sponsor us a little bit in the magazine and on the site some, but they're here because they were coming to the United States and we're going to be, able to come. And so they're here in studio with us to cover a host of issues. And then again, later we'll put some headphones on them and take some of your questions and comments from the audience out there. But what a better time. I couldn't think of one to get into the NSA refusing to release secret Obama directive on cybersecurity. Order allows military takeover of the internet. And the UN couldn't help but brag last week. This was in the Associated Press, and also it was reported on. The New American did a great report on it, that the UN's bragging, oh, under the new system, they'll have the DNS numbers and they'll have control of the website registration, basically. And again, I'm no tech guy, but I have a lot of great tech people, and I read what the experts are saying. Even CNET News, that is CBS division, Declan McCullough and others have reported the Cybersecurity Act, the public one, is Russian or Chinese-style net censorship. Remember 2 years ago in Australia, the headlines there were Chinese-style net censorship, where they just shut you down if they want to. So this is the world we're going into. Internet IDs, the list goes on and on. And I wanted to show TV viewers, if they're out there watching us, some of these articles that I've gotten together here just to show you some of the things that are happening. Court rules that Google NSA spy ties can remain secret. Again, that is a story out of USA Today. Well, I've been telling you for a decade. When Google was set up 13 years ago, it's come out from my CIA sources. It is the NSA. It's not ties. They're at military bases. That's why they're allowed to do stuff nobody else can do. Google lied about stealing passwords, emails, but didn't break the law, the media claims. Again, continuing here, Google engineers knew for 2 years that the company's Street View cars were stealing emails and passwords via Wi-Fi. Just came out months ago, they've been breaking into people's computers, despite their privacy settings. I mean, this is a very wicked group. Here's another one. Google privacy settlement with FTC wins court approval. And it just goes on and on. Google government surveillance report stirs privacy, free speech worries. Campaigns, use of support data, supporters' data, worries privacy advocates. And again, if you go to a Bilderberg Group conference and cover it, it's all Google and NSA people at them because they talk about over the horizon, being able to predict the future, tracking people in real time, knowing what you're buying, what you're selling, what your medical issues are. Because when you ask the Oracle of Google, it's not just giving you information, it's finding out what you're doing. It's like when Gandalf's talking to Saruman, he walks in and he goes, you can't use one of these crystals. We don't know who else is looking. And he throws the, you know, the black silk back over it, and Sauron's sitting there looking. Well, that's what's happening. That's who's looking back out of you through your computer. So that's just some of the news here. But we now have all of this happening while government at the same time tries to restrict our free speech. We also have Catherine Albrecht, who's going to be with us again. I was just mentioning that for this hour. And if she can do it, she may have to leave us a little bit into the next hour. And again, Robert Beans is the CEO, a privacy visionary for nearly a decade. The CEO of startpage.com, Robert Beans, has had a dream how to return freedom, privacy, and security to the internet. This dream has turned IxQuick and StartPage into the world's most private search engine and now the biggest private search engine. And Robert continues to blaze new trails to make using the internet even more secure. Robert holds a master's in Dutch law with an emphasis on corporate and social studies. Privacy is a fundamental right and the basis of free society. We believe you should be able to enjoy the internet without giving up that right, and that's a statement by Robert Beans, CEO of StartPage.com. And David Bodick is the founder, security, and technical expert. And David is a seasoned software architect and extensive privacy and security expertise. Bodnick, thank you. And continuing here, we got Catherine Albrecht, who already introduced. Guys, it's great to have you here with us in studio today. I don't know where to begin, but whoever wants to jump in first can do it. Then we'll bring Catherine in. But what is your take just on them going from denying their spying when you guys started out exposing this a decade ago or more to now it's just in your face? The head of Google, Schmidt, says, yeah, we're watching you. You shouldn't do something if you don't want us watching you. Well, I mean, how about we go look at what's hit, in his house? What would you say about the state of where we are today?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks a lot for inviting us, Alex. It's a great pleasure to be on your show. Startpage.com is a privacy search engine. Means that it's a general search engine like Google, Yahoo, or Bing, but with one big difference. We focus on safeguarding the privacy of our users. Allow me to go into a little bit of a history of how that became the situation. We have been in existence since 1998, founded in 1998, and a couple of years later we did a legal audit into the risks of the liabilities of the company. And one of the elements of that audit was we looked at what we were storing, what elements, what personal details were we storing, because there's a liability in Europe. Privacy is very important, and I wanted to have an overview. We found out that we were storing the searches, the actual search queries, the IP addresses. We were storing the time and date that people were doing searches, the searches they clicked on. Basically, we were building a database of users' personal information, and we didn't use it at all. It was just done because technically it was possible. Finding out that we did, that really set off a shock, because we had no knowledge. Of course, the technical people had the knowledge, but they didn't use it. And
so basically, you had to invent a whole system just to be able to not spy on people.
Correct, correct. Because the standard is that it's all available and it's all being stored because it's free and it's cheap to store that stuff.
And that's the real value for people that want to snoop.
Absolutely. But that really changed our whole thinking. And then we said it was a shock to us. And we said, well, this is not the way we want to do it. We're endangering people's privacy. You can't do that. You got to get rid of the data. So we took a 180 degrees turn that we've taken from the heart. And we went into the nitty-gritty details of making sure that we really safeguard people's privacy. We don't keep anything. We don't track. We keep no data, no personal data at all. And what's also very important is that you don't leak, because you can yourself not build a database. But if you leak it to some other parties that do, that's just as bad. So the devil is in the details with privacy, and we went the whole long way. We also got certified by an independent third party in Germany, which is an organization that's sponsored by the European Union, and that gives us trust. First, we got search done, because it's extremely important. People in the street can just search without being tracked. You can get to the information. And once we got that done right, we went to the next item we thought was really important, which is proxy. So now you can't just search for information, but you can also go to search results, and under each search result, you'll see the word proxy. And by clicking on the proxy, you can now load the information, and we will load the information of the website you were trying to proxy into our systems, and they will only see us. And then we show you that information, but without you being tracked and traced.
And then you flush it. Now, I know you're based in Europe. What are you guys going to do about the fact that under the cybersecurity they couldn't get passed, but now Obama's just doing by executive order and then telling Congress that's secret? They want to make the big IT companies save all the data. So now it's not just that they were stealing it. Now they're going to say, oh, government, because Google helped write it, they brag, make us save it. Make it legal by ordering us to do it.
Yeah, I think that is a huge U.S. problem. The good thing about it is we're in the Netherlands.
No, I agree. Yeah, in fact, we're moving our servers. We already have to Europe.
The Patriot Act, for instance, is not applicable in the Netherlands. We don't fall under the Patriot Act. So that's a great thing for Startpage.com users.
And by the way, we've already moved half our servers to safe havens in Europe as well. Okay. You just have to do it because we have a criminal group that's taken over here. As I'm ranting, keep going.
No, maybe Catherine wants to comment a little bit further on.
Yeah, we're about to go to break, and when we come back, we'll go to Catherine Albrecht. And just great having you guys. In the 30 seconds we have, I'm honored to get you here. Thanks for coming to visit us in Austin.
Appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here, Alex.
It is your first time in Austin?
It is.
Do you like it?
A lot. People have been extremely friendly all over.
How long have you been here?
Less than 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, I wish you guys weren't blasting off again immediately. I'd have time to... And plus, we're going to interview you for the TV show, but I think we'll dole it out, do an interview tonight, then air it sometime next week. We're going to come back, get Dr. Catherine Albrecht's take on this, and we'll also continue to go through a whole list of things that you guys, you know, think is most important. And we'll also continue to look at the technicals of what's happening with our guest as well. But we'll talk to David when we come back. I'm Alex Jones. The website's InfoWars.com, but you know that. What about StartPage.com? Isn't that evil that you could go search and not be tracked?
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Some technical stuff on our end. And we are joined here by David Bodnick and Robert Beans. Robert Beans is CEO in studio of StartPage.com. David Bodnick is the founder and, I guess, creator of the technology. David, we haven't talked to you yet, and there's some points you guys are saying that's very important for people to understand technically. Take it away. I mean, things you think the public needs to understand and know. There was a point you were trying to explain to me during the break.
Right. It's all about a filter bubble, a phenomenon first described by Eli Pariser in a video and a book. The quest for relevance on the Internet, it's going after things you like and then doing the personalization. That's what it's all about. That personalization is, of course, because it's the money. The money is in there. And it's also because the geeks who have been developing all this, they want efficiency, so they go for relevance. But by trying to get to relevance, they'll personalize everything, and they're trying to make everything personalized. How do they do that? That the only way is by tracking you, by building huge databases.
And that's the cover, claiming they're profiling you so they can customize things for you. But really, studies show they're using the data to customize you. They find out how to hit your buttons and convince you that you're actually making these decisions, when really they have a detailed psychological algorithm to be used and deployed against you.
Right. And they're making more money of it. There's a phenomenon that is the result because they're filtering, effectively filtering the results you're seeing online and what you see online, slowly taking away chips of what you used to see and putting you in a bubble effectively. So you get to see less of what you didn't like and more of what you liked, and more of what you already clicked on. So
it allows people to segregate themselves in their own little niches.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. And for instance, if you do a search for Egypt, I do a search for Egypt, they'll show you different search results than they'll show me. And that's a phenomenon not many people know. We know we've been tracked and followed by ads all over the place because we search for stuff. But we don't know that also the normal results are being filtered out.
So it's creating micro-realities and feedback loops for what our already cloistered false reality was.
Correct. Absolutely correct. So you're getting less and less objective information and news, which is an extremely scary situation. It's contrary to the original dreams of the Internet. It's dangerous. It also sets up it borders censorship, but it definitely sets up for manipulation.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. They've had all the real inventors of the Internet, more than several dozen of them, come out and go public and say the web is now authoritarian. Maybe we can pull some of those articles up. Inventor of web says web now authoritarian. You know, we're in trouble. Look out. I mean, this is not your opinion.
It's not my original opinion, I got to admit.
No, but I mean, I meant that, like, people are backing you up.
Absolutely.
And actually, you guys are trailblazers. How long ago did you guys start getting there? I mean, you started talking about the embryonic beginnings of this, but, you know, how did you end up meeting David? David, how did you get involved? Because you guys were way ahead of the curve on this.
Right. Originally, StartPage and Ixquick were not privacy search engines, and there was a real turn about 6 years ago, where that became the entire focus of the company.
When the lawyers were trying to make it actually follow the law.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, and we've actually, there's actually a lot of little details that go into trying to avoid the tracking and trying to prevent us from even being able to know anything about what's being searched for. We don't store log files. We don't have log files. So if somebody comes and says, we want to see all information about searches about this, this, and this, we don't have it.
And see, that's indentured servitude. If they pass the Cybersecurity Act, which Obama couldn't get passed, it says, I've got to save everything. I don't want to save people's IP addresses. I don't want, number one, I don't want to pay for all that data, and I don't want the liability of having to save it. I mean, we want to delete it right when it comes in.
And even if you trust somebody who's saving all sorts of data on you right now, who's to say that they're going to be the only people with access to that now and in the future?
Exactly. It allows the breach. Stay there. Riveting stuff, folks. We're going deep inside Big Brother and how to defeat it with the heads of Startpage.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So the CIA, the NSA, they now say, yeah, we're tracking everything you do. Yeah, we're watching your kids at home with the school-issued laptops. Yeah, the Department of Defense is running programs in schools all over the U.S. where kids wear tracker chips around their neck even when they leave school. Yeah, we're going to expel you if you don't accept it. Yeah, AI computers watch what your kids eat and file reports with the Pentagon on them. CBS News, San Antonio. It's all beyond 1984. All over the country. They've put in IntelliStreets. That's just one company. There are dozens of companies with streetlights, with hidden cameras and microphones, all wired in, all paid for with our taxpayer money. And they're saying, oh, yes, be sure and go to Google and use it. Well, let me tell you, if you're going there about medical information, they know. If you're going there about marital problems, they know. or if you're going to what movies you're going to see or what books you're going to read. And we saw this a couple years ago where Kindle erased thousands of titles off people's Kindles they'd paid for. And then people see the titles like 1984 and they go, well, I was able to download that. Well, yeah, there were lawsuits over it. Now you can get it again. The point is they did delete them. So I'm all for the digital age, except when there's not a hard copy, when there's not a print 2.0, and you're up on the cloud, they can erase everything. So I want to talk to you guys about that, too. I know that isn't what StartPage is into right now, but you know, we need to have this stuff backed up ourselves. If we own it, it's our copy. We need to be able to do this. And we're joined by the CEO, the head of StartPage.com, Robert Beans, and David Bodnick, also the founder and creator of much of the amazing software. And it really is a great site. And from when I've researched, whenever I go, look, you're right there when people search for alternative, you know, privacy search page or proxy surfing. And I've seen some of the numbers. Am I right in saying you guys are now the biggest in the business? I mean, there's a couple other, I guess, competitors, but they don't even seem to show up on the radar screen.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And we were talking before about some of the technical details that are really necessary to think through and focus on to deliver private search. One other area is encryption. So that because if you're searching through HTTP, usually even if you think that you're only talking with the search engine that you're talking with, all of that information can be recorded by your ISP and by other parties along the way, and it could fall into the wrong hands. And so what we do with StartPage is that we use HTTPS by default, so that all of the search requests are encrypted. It just can't be read by anybody else. It's directly between your computer and our computer, and nobody in between can listen in. And another thing that we do, for example, is that if you click on a result, we arrange it so that the site you're going to doesn't see what you've searched for. Because usually if you do a search and then you click on a result, the site you've seen sees exactly what search term you have been looking for. So we make it so they can't see anything that you've searched for.
Well, that's the answer, is for people to take this in their own hands. And I know it's been extremely popular. So yeah, that's the best thing. Do the right thing and become successful. Amazing. There's so many other points we're going to go over, and I've got a laundry list of questions that I want to discuss here as well today with our guests. But let's bring up now, and we're going to go into overdrive into the next hour as well and open the phones up at that time, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, privacy expert and spokesperson for StartPage.com. Catherine is a respected privacy expert, researcher, and activist, and the U.S. spokesperson for StartPage, IxQuick, and StartMail. Catherine regularly reports on breaking news in the privacy arena, and she's a huge fan of InfoWars. I hadn't even read this yet, that here's my StartPage from their bio site, and it says InfoWars. Catherine holds a doctorate in consumer education from Harvard University. Privacy is more than just our business. It's our passion. Catherine Albrecht. And she's also recently, praise God, her cancer, I think, is in remission. Last time I heard, her breast cancer. And so she joins us via video Skype. And Catherine, always great having you on with us. And I'm flattered that these guys came to visit me all the way from New York and the Netherlands.
Well, hey, Alex, it's so good to be on your show. And I got to tell you, I really love working with Robert and David and the whole team there at StartPage. It's really wonderful to meet people who care this much about privacy but have the ability to actually put it into action. And so I'm delighted that they're there in the studio. I'm so glad that they're getting to know the InfoWars audience and vice versa. And I just think it's a wonderful thing that they're there in Austin.
Well, it's exciting having you here with us. I mean, I know you've been chomping at the bit the last 20 minutes sitting there on hold while we were fixing a technical issue. Things you'd like to add to what they've said and other things people should know and understand, because here I am assaulting Google. And obviously, you know, we all end up using Google one way or another. Their goal is to become the web. But now it's even worse than I thought 10 years ago, where they're just an NSA front spying on everything, hacking your computers and not getting in trouble. Just amazing.
Well, and, you know, you've experienced some of this too, Alex. I know YouTube is now totally owned and controlled by Google. The other thing people need to be aware of is it's not just the searches, but it's also people's email through Gmail. So one of the reasons why I think it's so exciting what's being done over there at StartPage, and I'm, of course, part of the company now, is that they're working on private email as well. And so when you look at the big picture, and I think this has really been Robert's vision for the company, is really saying where are the choke points for privacy? Where is it that there are things that we all need, that we all want access to, whether it's, you know, quick answers to our questions through search, whether it's the ability to log on through any kind of a device and know that you're encrypted and you're not being observed, the proxy, so you can actually go to other websites, even maybe questionable websites that might be spying on you or putting tracking cookies on your browser. You can go there with the proxy. And then, of course, nowadays, with all the big story about Petraeus and their Gmail accounts being looked at, you know, if you said
amazing, the CIA director is being spied on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Isn't that crazy? You got the head of the CIA amazing, who can't even keep his own email private. So clearly, if Petraeus can't do it, then the average person out there can't do it either. And that's the big exciting frontier now for StartPage, is coming out with StartMail, which will be the world's most private email. So I think, you know, we're always looking at where are those points where people's privacy is invaded, and what are the needs? What are people doing on a day-to-day basis? So we've got a new app coming out for mobile devices, all of the ways that the internet is a moving target. And the other thing that you mentioned earlier in the interview that I think is so important is all of this new cybersecurity law that's being contemplated. There's a vote coming up this week, as I'm sure you and your listeners have been discussing, that could potentially give the government access to your email without a warrant. So when you look at that and you say, wow, we in the U.S. are really under attack. We are under attack by our own government. We're under attack by the big marketers and the corporations. And what I love about StartPage, and what I will love about StartMail when it's available, is being based over in Europe. Let's say that there was a Patriot Act request or a subpoena or a warrant. There would be really no way that a U.S. court would be able to access any information off of StartPage or StartMail for a couple of reasons. Number one is they don't have jurisdiction. They would have to actually go to a Dutch court and get Dutch permission, which is virtually impossible. And even if they did, once they accessed the servers, there would be literally nothing on them. So no record made of anyone's IP address, no record made of what you search for. In fact, StartPage wouldn't even be able to say definitively either way whether you'd ever access their website at all. So that's the part that I think is so awesome.
And I've got it up on screen. It's a CNET story from Yahoo. Senate bill rewrite lets feds read your email without warrants. Remember Bush just 6 years ago? He'd say, I promise, we're not reading your email. We would never do that. That's illegal. Only Al-Qaeda. And then now it's just, yeah, everything you do, we're watching it. Get used to it. What do you think, Catherine, the change in attitude is really all about?
I think it's because people haven't pushed back. I think that's really what it is. Back when 9/11 happened, and you were on top of things long before then, I was listening to your show back in the 90s, literally, so I know you knew about this. But a lot of people didn't. You know, they didn't believe when you were up there at the microphone saying, hey, listen, they've already got legislation written. They're just waiting for the perfect excuse to implement it. And then along comes 9/11, and boom, all of a sudden they have this Patriot Act pre-written, all, you know, how many reams of paper that thing took. They just pulled it out of a drawer, ready-made, and went, oh, here's the solution. So I think what it is people have gotten used to the security state. We're used to being nakedized at the airport. We're getting used to being tracked on our jobs. I think people are getting used to or trying to get kids used to being tracked in schools. And I really think that they're saying now's the time to push the envelope. I don't buy it, though. I really do believe, especially seeing that the growth of StartPage, which is now the biggest privacy service on the entire internet, you know, there's a huge clamor for this. People don't want to be spied on.
Exactly.
And
take the Hernandez, family in San Antonio that you've helped so much and that we've covered here at InfoWars. When we were first covering that, no media attention, broke a huge coverage, and then they expel the little girl for not wearing a tracker chip that followed her on the bus and when she went home, and then it becomes a national story, and then the court strikes down the school. Now there are other kids revolting en masse, and then it turns out this all happened before in 1999 in Louisiana, where they kicked one little girl out, again a little girl, who wouldn't wear just a barcode, and then the whole school revolted. It's the same story. You're always alone up front, but you've got to do the right thing. And know this, even if you don't win in your own personal fight, the fighting spirit is what will win. You guys want to comment, Robert, David, on the points that Catherine just made and I've just made?
I think Catherine is absolutely right. I just wanted to comment on databases, because databases are so huge. You have large databases maintained by Amazon, by Google, by Facebook, immense piles of personal data. But there's also commercial databases. And I learned about a company called Axiom. Actually, it's in Conway in Arkansas, that maintains a massive database, apparently the most massive database, commercially speaking, in the U.S. It's believed they track 1,500 personal data points, and they have 97% of the U.S. citizens in that database. Just after 9/11, to give you an example of how powerful they are, the government agencies were trying to come up with information about the hijackers, and they turned to that company Axiom for help. They found out that Axiom knew more than the combined government agencies on 11 of the 19 hijackers. An unbelievable story. Talk about scary.
Well, also, I'm sure you guys have read about this, because here I am using the NSA search engine right now, and I do use StartPage at home. My wife uses it, but I'm publicly using Google just because I know still the general public has become habituated, totally addicted to it, to show people. But here it is. Google invest in app that predicts the future. But that's only one story. For many years, they've been able to predict mass movements with over 90% accuracy. That's what they're telling us. And they now admit it's, here it is right out of Wired magazine, that they want to be able to tell the future. It says apparently Google can predict the future. And, of course, then there's fraud in this. They can just say that, then people believe it, and then that affects their choices via a bandwidth or a bandwagon effect. Do you guys have any comments on that?
Well, you can question yourself, why is Google able to do that? It's simply because the masses are still using it to a large extent. I flew in yesterday. I was in Austin waiting for my connecting flight. You look around and you see at least 50, maybe 60% of people, they're using mobile devices. So they're feeding their personal data into those databases. They're willing to feed those databases. Without databases, without personal details, they can't do anything.
In fact, we'll punch this up. Here we are on Google, on the NSA, and then you can just click right here and go to startpage.com. And we do need to get everybody to habituate to using StartPage, because as things get worse and worse, people have got to move away from Google. I mean, when you first came on, I read that laundry list. It's more than that. And I want to get Catherine's take on this, but also want to get David Modnik's take on this, because you're a software engineer expert on this. I've studied it, though, and I remember being told by David Steele and others that Google wasn't started by the CIA. They are the CIA, and that's why they're allowed to do stuff with copyright nobody else can do. That's why they're able to, not get in trouble for years driving around with mobile trucks, cracking your code, breaking into your computer. I mean, if I did that, it'd be 10 years in jail. So who is Google from your research, gentlemen? And I want to get Catherine's take on that.
Well, and I just want to add that it's not just Google. It's Google's the easy and obvious target, because it's the default on everybody's search engine. You open up your brand new device and there's Google right there. They pay for that placement, but there's also Yahoo and Bing, and they're all doing it. And in fact, one of the big developments just in the last couple of months, and I know your listeners are aware of this, is that Microsoft just did the same kind of oneness policy with its Hotmail accounts that Google did a couple of months back with its Gmail accounts. And that's to say, any email that you write or receive to or from a Hotmail account now is going to be grabbed by Microsoft and become
and
a part of the profile.
And it's worse than that.
To
have a YouTube account, you basically have to have the Google Mail now, and to use their other platforms, you have to have it. And then they're tracking, confirming your identity. That's the beginning of the global web ID, where they can then turn off your web access.
So I think the bigger question is even less how did they get started, but what are they right now? And what Google and Yahoo and Bing, all the search engines, have become is really a honeypot, sort of a lure to get people to log on multiple times a day and say, here's what I'm thinking, here's what I'm cooking for dinner, here's my doctor's name, here's the medical condition I'm concerned about, here are my financial data, because we all type it in, bankruptcy information, or looking for a new job, or rather than make a reservation to a restaurant, we just type the name of the restaurant in and expect the search engine to give us the information back. And what people need to realize is that those search engines are not in the business of altruistically giving you answers for free. They're not big brother government, big sister helping you. They're corporations. And if they can
get
you...
You mean the government doesn't love me and Google doesn't?
They love your information, I'll tell you that. And the problem is once this stuff gets collected, regardless of who collects it, it's going to be a target. And we know that because the Chinese government, we believe, hacked into Gmail accounts and into Google systems so that they could target and identify people who were activists against them.
Oh, yeah, they're being given access. That's the cover that they hacked in. And at the same time, again, these back doors are not just in the software or just in the sites. They've been hardwired into the devices themselves. I mean, this is a premeditated technocratic takeover. David, comments on what you're hearing here.
You know, one thing that a lot of people don't really appreciate immediately is that the information from various sources really builds over time. So you put one search in and you think, oh, this search is nothing. You send one email and you think this email is nothing. But over 10 years and 15 years when you really have information from thousands and thousands of searches that you're doing and tens of thousands of emails that you're sending and you're receiving and clicking on different websites and visiting different websites and the tracking.
Google knows you better than yourself because you consciously lie to yourself. It has the entire psychological map.
It's really amazing how detailed that information is collectively, even though you don't realize that. One piece at a time, it builds into a mountain.
I want to come back to that, David, with Catherine Albert. I'm going to do the whole next hour in overdrive if you guys will do it. We'll see if Catherine can, and I promise, open phones. I know we've got people loaded on the last subject, and I apologize to them, but we're going to open the phones coming up in the next segment for the fourth hour. I'm going into overdrive. It's InfoWars.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
About this, think of what all the authoritarians of the last century, Stalin, Hitler, all those guys, what would they have done? How would they have used the technologies that have been deployed? And notice how we were lied to when folks warned about all this in the last few decades. We were told, oh, that would never happen. Now that it's in place, now that people are habituated, now that it's a habit, now that it's accepted, they go, yeah, we're watching you. By the way, we might disappear you. By the way, we might fire you for your views. We might take your kids, so you better shut up. The answer is don't roll over to these authoritarians. The answer is get back in their face. Catherine Albrecht's our guest, the founder and the CEO of StartPage are here. Robert Beans, the CEO, David Bodnick, founder, he's here with a security and technical expert, and, of course, Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're going to do a whole hour of Overdrive coming up and take your calls, specifically on IT questions. The toll-free number, and by IT, about privacy, about StartPage, about all this, 800-259-9231. So we're going to clear the phones out. Sorry to those we didn't get to on the other subjects. And we're going to open the phones up for everybody now, specifically if they want to talk to StartPage.com, CEO, their head technical founder, Ann Catherine Albrecht, a great political mind and researcher in her own right, 800-259-9231 as we get ready to start the next hour live into Overdrive here in the fourth hour. But during the break, Robert, you were making points about, hey, yes, we know this is going on. The answer is get away with it. Vote with your actions. So please continue. And then I want you to continue, David.
That's exactly what I was saying, Alex. It's extremely important. People vote with their actions because, of course, they need to be informed first. Ignorance is our biggest enemy. If people don't know what's going on, they have no way to respond to it. You are extremely well at informing them, letting them know what's out there, what's going after them. It's our duty, we see it as our mission, to come up with products, first search, then the proxy, and next year we'll add private and secure email to that, to give back those tools to the general public, to make them get off the grid where they're being traced and tracked. And I think that's extremely important that people are informed and the alternatives are there. And we'll continue to build them.
David, you got interrupted by the break. You were making the point about, and you never got to finish, all these thousands of searches, everything you're doing, the choices you make on those sites. What is this doing?
It's really incredible the volume of information that is collected from you. And one piece of information doesn't matter. Two pieces don't matter. But the profiles that are built up on you over dozen years from every place you look on the internet it's really unbelievably detailed. And sometime back, America Online made a big, a cataclysmic error in judgment, and they released information just about the searches they were tracking to researchers. And of course, this got out to everybody, and they tried to make this anonymous by giving everybody a number instead of saying this is who you are. And people were able to look at that and figure out who was search, who a lot of those individuals were just by looking at the combined searches they had.
Well, I want to get Catherine Albrecht's take on that and more of your take when we come back, and then phone calls. But, I mean, here's an example. Your wife has a miscarriage. She goes to look up the information. Your parents, your family don't know. But the government and thousands of corporations that buy that data, they all know about your personal life or if you have a disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.